Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 315th podcast of Rough Riders Radio. Tonight, we have our 315th podcast titled Resignation or Annihilation. Let's get right to it, shall we? Grandfather Frederick is already turning in his grave. Father Fred is just dead. Donald Trump has been a big disappointment for mentioned two gentlemen, his grandfather and father, to say the least. He had everything handed to him on a silver platter. He had everything going for him. His grandfather kicked things off by making a fortune in the Great Northwest via the Alaskan Klondike Gold Rush in 1897 to 1901. He had his father's Fred Rolodex, his political contacts, and huge bank lines of credit. Fred once even sent over a suitcase filled with $3.5 million in cold cash to one of Donald's failing casinos in Atlantic City in the 1980s, ostensibly to buy more gambling chips for Donnie, but in reality was used to cover a delinquent mortgage payment on that particular casino. In 1994, Donald's net worth was minus $1 billion. Chinese investors came in to rescue him by buying up one of his vacant, non-performing West End Manhattan properties. In 2006, Trump lent his gilded brand name, Trump, to two shady Russian investors, Kevik Arif from Kazakhstan originally, and Felix Sater, also from Kazakhstan, now living in Brighton Beach, just near Coney Island, for a 46-story condo complex, the Soho, with views of the Hudson River. Trump wasn't required to put any money into the deal, but would acquire management rights and profits that therein ensued. Basically, this project, like Trump's original building, Trump Tower, which was put up in 1982, was nothing more than a money laundering scheme. Only 16% of the units were eventually purchased, and the units had to be purchased with all cash, for no banks would extend loans on any Trump-related real estate. The property eventually ended up with new owners in 2010. Perhaps the final straw in this tawdry tale is Trump Organization's CFO, Chief Financial Officer, Andrew Weisselberg, who has been with Trump Property since the 1970s, who this week was given full immunity to cooperate with Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Weisselberg knows everything about Trump having to do with finances, including having done all of Donald's tax returns over the years. Yes, those dreaded tax returns that Trump has refused all along to release. Weisselberg can provide all of the insights needed on those little puppies. Add to this the plethora of information and evidentiary leftovers provided to the feds by Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, including upwards of 200 tape recordings of conversations between Cohen and Trump. And it's not too hard to envision a rough landing for the current miscreant occupant of the Oval Office. The walls are indeed closing in. No, the Office of the Presidency of the United States, as great as it is, as powerful as it is, as immunizing as it might be, will not be able to fend off legal improprieties currently surrounding the dumpster that have come to life and or will shortly do so. As former Vice President Spiro Agnew's lawyer, Martin London, said this week, it would be stupid for Trump not to follow the route Vice President Spiro Agnew took way back in 1973, which was to resign. Otherwise, as London goes on to say, the feds will simply go after Trump's family, Ivanka, Donald Jr., Eric. Let's not forget Mike Pence. He's complicit in everything that Donald could be imaginably brought under, including forgetting or failing to vet properly Michael Flynn to be Trump's first national security advisor, even though Flynn alerted the White House 2 weeks before the inauguration that he, Michael Flynn, was actually under investigation by the FBI. And yet Pence allowed him to go on to become, for 21 days, Trump's first national security advisor. Basically, there are only two choices for Donald J. Trump at this point: resignation or annihilation. Well, that wraps up our 315th Rough Riders Radio podcast. Thank you all very much for listening. This is the old Rough Rider. We're going to round third, and we're just going to keep chugging to home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you all decide.